Okay, the topic this week is we're going to talk about Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, the mitzvah that is actually referenced famously in this week's parsha. Why? The Baal HaTorim says that Shmos is Rosh HaTevos Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. V'chayev Adam Likra HaParsha Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum is a remez in the beginning of the parsha as well. Ve'ela Shmos B'nei Yisrael HaBayim Mitzrayimah is v'chayiv adam likro haparsha shnayim mikvayach hatargam b'ta'ameh ninugaha yikra'ena, and all the different ways to read it. So this is a reference over here. Why specifically Parsha Shmos do we have this reference to reading the Torah twice and with the mikra with the unklus as well? So perhaps we could suggest al derech drush that if you haven't yet started doing shnayim mikra, it doesn't mean that you can't start now. So therefore, maybe at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the Torah is giving us a hint. It's a fine time to start Shnai Mikra. Often we have the attitude that if I don't do the entire thing from the beginning, it's not worth it. Or, person needs chizuk to not stop after making it through Brachos. They say, I think today is the midway point, or I think it's 4 years today from the beginning of the previous start of the cycle of Daf Yomi. They say by Daf Yomi, Bas Shabbos, Uba Menucha, when Masechet Shabbos comes, so people kind of give it a rest and they give up on Daf Yomi. So here, by Shmos, people should understand if you haven't got on the wagon yet, and we'll talk about how chashuv it is to do Shnai Mikra in a moment. Then it's time to pick up a chumash, pick up a sefer, and really get back into Shnai Mikra again. And if you have, it's good to be mechazik yourself as well to make sure that you stick all the way through. The topic of Shnai Mikra is quite vast for being a very small section of Shulchan Aruch, but we're going to do a smattering of different topics that relate to the sugya itself, and perhaps Bezos Hashem another time we'll pick up on other halachas related to this very important topic. The source is a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Ches Amud Aleph. The Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Yehuda that a person la'olam yashlim adam parshiyosa v'matzibor, a person should finish the parsha with the tzibor Shnai Mikra. Even the Psukim of Ataros V'Divon, which don't really have any particular targum to themselves, Mashlim Parshiyosef, says whoever is Mavir Sedra and finishes the Parsha with the Tzibor is Maricha No Yama Vishnosa, will have Arichas Yamim and long days as well. So that's the Gemara, and that is pretty straightforward. Let's talk tonight. I think we'll talk about the general chiyuv, and we'll talk about the reasons and the nafkaminas for those reasons. The expression of the Gemara is la'olam. One should always, or one should make sure it happens. It's a funny expression, right? And we'll see the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. It is a funny expression, la'olam. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutes says, La'olam yisader adam shulchanu be'erev Shabbos. La'olam yisader adam shulchanu b'motzei Shabbos. La'olam, really, a person should always make sure this table is set for a proper suda erev Shabbos, and they should also do the same thing on motzei Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Ayin Daled says the la'olam means that it's not a chiyuv. You don't have to have a set table and to have a suda after Shabbos. It's only a hiddur. Why? Because the Gemara equates motzei Shabbos to erev Shabbos. And we know there's no chiyuv, there's no mandate to have a suda on Motzei Shabbos, and therefore it must be there's no chiyuv to have a full suda as well by Leil Shabbos as well. However, many Acharim say the suda of Leil Shabbos is a chiyuv, it's not just a nice thing. Nevertheless, the diuk and the examination of the Magen Avraham can still stand. And perhaps one could say, La'olam is not really a language of chayiv, you don't have to do Shnai Mikra. If there was a chiyuv, why would the Gemara promise Arichas Yamim? Arichas Yamim is like a promise for a segula, right? To say Ashrei 3 times a day or something like that. But why would the Gemara promise Arichas Yamim for something that's not already a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah. You don't have to sweeten the deal with the promise of a long life. Nevertheless, that the Shiboli Halakhet and the Tanya Rabasi say that it's right, it's proper to say Shnai Mikra, but not that it's a chiyuv. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perikud Gemel, the end of Hilchos Tefillah, says that even though a person has to be Shomea Kol HaTorah Kul B'chol Shabbos B'tzibor, Chayv Likros Atzom B'chol Shavua B'shua Seder El Shalosu Shabbos Shnai Mikra V'yachat Targum. And that is pretty much the language of the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph. Afal Pi Sha'adam Shomea Kol HaTorah Kula Kol Shabbos B'tzibor, even though you're going to hear the laning on Shabbos, Chayv likros laatzmo b'chol shavua parshas osu shavua shnayim mikra v'yachatargam afilu ataros v'divon. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is a chiyav. One must do shnayim mikra. And most Rishonim, most Fosim say that there is in fact a chiyav to do shnayim mikra. The Prima Gadim, the Chida, writes in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the Aruch HaShulchan all say it's a chiyav. The Lavush says the purpose is that a person should be a baki in Torah. The reason we do this is that we should know the Torah well. And he quotes again, the Sosh Tevos, Ve'elu Shemos B'nei Yisrael, stands for V'chayiv Adam Lir L'Kros HaParsha, Shnai Mikra V'Yachatakom. And he says, V'zechayavim Kol B'nei Yisrael. All Jews are chayiv to do Shnai Mikra. The Meiri, the Sefer HaChinuch and his Akdama, the Smak and his Akdama, the Maritz Chias and Mesaches Brachos all say that Shnai Mikra is not a Doraisa, it's a Durabanan. It's a Takanas Chachamim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it's a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how far it goes back. Rav Moshe writes in Aruch Chaim and his Shuvas and Chelakei, the Shimon HaLevi, Rav Shtrumbach all say, and we agree that it is a Chiyav Midurabanan. So it is a Chiyav. Everyone must do Shnai Mikra, but it is a Chiyav Midurabanan. What is the reason for Shnai Mikra? And I want to discuss two reasons that are suggested in the Rishonim, and I want to show a number of nafkaminas between these two reasons. The Ravan, one of the Rishonim, writes in Simon Peches that the reason behind Shnai Mikra V'Yachatargam is that the Mishnah Megillah tells us that in the days of Chazal, there was a Meturgaman in Shul. Okay? There was a translator who read it into Aramaic. Now, I want to be clear. The reasons here is not to say why is there a Chiyav. Of course, the person has to learn the Torah, know the Parsha, know the Torah well. What we want to discuss tonight is why is there a chiyav, particularly in doing the Targum? What do I gain? What does the Torah want from me to have the Targum? What are we trying to commemorate here in some form? So the Ravan says, we know that in the days of the Gemara, there was a Meturgaman, someone who would read the Torah as well in Aramaic. The Rishalmi says that the person getting the Aliyah would have a chazan, who was Mevarer, who would clarify and explain and translate the Parsha itself. Our Shnai Mikra, says the Ravan, is modeled after the earlier model. And therefore, just like there was two readers, so too we have Shnaim Mikra. There was two readers and the Achad Targum and one person saying the Targum. That's explanation number one regarding this format of two and one. The Mata Moshe says, no. Shnaim Mikra V'Achad Targum is to correspond to the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, the teaching of the Torah in the Ohel Moed, and then again when it was taught Ba'arvos Moav, in the plains of Moab before they went into Eretz Israel. Now, we all know that in the plains of Moab, how was the Torah taught? It was taught Be'er Hetev. It was taught in multiple languages. Ah, says the Mata Moshe. Therefore, Shnai Mikra V'Echad Targum. Two times the Torah was taught in Hebrew at Har Sinai and in the Ohel Moed, and the third time it was taught in Arvos Moav in a translation. This is cited by the Elia Rabbah as well. Those are the two explanations brought in the Rishonim to explain this format of two and one. I want to show that there are numerous nafkaminas between these two reasons of how we fulfill this mitzvah. Let's first talk about psukim that don't have a targum. Let's say you have a pasuk that doesn't have an Aramaic translation, right? For example, the Chiddush that it says in the Gemara, V'afilu Ataros V'divan, right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says here. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Likros ba'asamo chol shavua, parshasos shavua, afilu ataros v'divon. What am I adding in talking about that? So Rashi on that Gemara says that even a pasuk that doesn't have a targum, you have to recite a pasuk a third time. That's the Chiddush. So if you get to a pasuk in Shnai Mikra and there's no Aramaic translation, you have to read it a third time. That's what it means. Tosus and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Gemara and Brachos ask, what are you talking about? There's other pasukim that don't have targum. Why is this pasuk of Ataros V'Divon, why is that the one regarding geographic locations, why is that the one that the Gemara picks out? So Tosus, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, all explain that Ataros V'Divon are mentioned because there's no Onkelos and there's only Targum Yerushalmi. Ooh, that's the Chiddush. That doesn't have Targum Onkelos, but it has another Targum called Targum Yerushalmi. Therefore, the Targum should be the Targum Yerushalmi, meaning if there's no Onkelos on this Pasuk to make an explanation, then the Echa Targum should be Targum Yerushalmi. And therefore, says Tosus, there's no source in the Gemara to a Pasuk being read a third time if there's no Targum. And if there was no Targum at all, you simply, meaning not Yerushalmi, and not Targum Onkelos. So says Tosus, you would simply read the Pasuk twice without a Targum. Again, that's Machlokas Rashi Tosos. If there's no Targum, do you read the Yerushalmi? Or do you read it a third time? And if there's no Targum at all, Onkelos Yerushalmi, do you simply read it twice? Let's understand what Rashi is saying. What does Rashi mean? If there's no Targum, then what am I adding to our understanding by reading the Pasuk a third time? Right? It's a strange thing, right? The Pasuk says, Vaydeber Hashem Moshe L'Emor. Or that has a Targum. Fine. But let's say the Pasuk is Ataros V'divam. And there's no Targum on it. It's literally just the Hebrew locations once again. According to Rashi, what do I gain by reading the Pasuk a third time? It could be that the Machlokus in Rashi and Tosis depends on the Machlokus in the Ra'avan and the Mata Moshe. According to the Ra'avan, when reading the Torah in Shul, the Meturgaman did not say anything if there was no Targum. Why would he have to read it in the translation? Therefore, there's no Targum, then the Pasuk is not read a third time, because there's nothing to commemorate if there was no Targum, right? If it's a commemoration of what was done in Shul and there's no Targum, there's no reason to read it a third time. That's like Tosos. But according to the reason of the Mata Moshe, if there's no Targum, if there's no Aramaic translation, the Pasuk should still be read. Why? In order to correspond to the three times the Torah was taught. Har Sinai, in the Ol Moed, in the tent, and in Arvas Moav, in the plains of Moab. And that's why you do it again. So that those two reasons are a nafka mina regarding whether you read it a third time if there's no Targum. What's the halacha? The Rush writes in Brachos and Perak Aleph, the minhag is to be machma like Rashi and to read any pasuk that lacks a Targum for a third time. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Afilu ataros v'divon. That's what it says over here as well. He says, that's the halacha that's brought over here, that you'd read the pasuk a third time, and that would be halacha, says the Rush, that we would read it in such a way. Okay, I think it says where the Mishnah Berurah says in Gimel, Ratzalomar, the Mishnah Berurah says, Afapish embo targum, vuadin ruven shimon kiyotze bo tzarech lekrosu shalosh pa'amim, and that's the halacha, again, seems indicating the reason following that it needs to be third times to represent the three times the Torah was given. Let's go to a second nafka mina. What's the process of Shnai Mikra? How do you do it? How should you break it up? There are essentially, let's say, two and a half, maybe three ways to do it. The first is to do pasuk by pasuk. Read the pasuk twice, read the Targum. The Divrei Chamudos and Maseches Brachos there, and the Rush writes, that they would read the Targum, they would read a pasuk, and then the Targum. They would continue pasuk by pasuk. Pasuk Aramaic, pasuk Aramaic, pasuk Aramaic. This makes sense. The Ravan said that Shnai Mikvecha Targum is modeled after what was done in Shul. So we should recite our own Shnai Mikra in the same fashion. Pasuk, translation, Pasuk. He then says that it's called Shnai Mikra. Shnai Mikra is Lashon Zachar, Lashon Akeva. That's Lashon Zachar, Shnayim. Because the word Pasuk is Lashon Zachar. If it was about reading each Parsha, each section of the Torah, each paragraph of the Torah, then the Targum would then be called Shnayim Mikra, because a Parsha is Lashon Akeva. Shnayim Mikra refers to the Pasuk being read twice. If it was the section of the Torah, a Parsha ending in a Hey, it would be Shnayim Mikra as Lashon Akeva. This is the view of many poskim, that you do Shnayim Mikra Pasuk by Pasuk. The Ola Shabbos, the Rav Yaakov Emden and his Siddur, the Chidah, the Derech Chaim Siddur, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Ketzos HaShulchan, Eish Lavram, the Shevet HaLevi brings in the Shuv and Chelek Zayin that this was the Minhag of the Chafetz Chaim and the Yalkut Yosef. So you do Shnai Mikra, Pasuk, alternating with the Targum, each one on its own. However, there's a second school of thought, and that is the Maharshal. The Maharshal implies that it says, Mashlim Parshiyosav. You should fulfill and finish the Parshas. Now, when I say Parsha, I don't mean Parshas Shmos Bo Vayera. I mean a paragraph of the Torah where there's a break. You read an entire paragraph, Parsha, twice, and then you read its Targum as one chunk. The word Shnayim, therefore, says the Maharshal, is going on the person who performs it. You, the individual, should do it twice. That's why it's Lashon Zachar. Now, the reason of the Maharshal fits with the Mata Moshe. If the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra is about giving the Torah, we know the Moshe was taught parsha by parsha, right? That's what Rashi says. There's breaks in between the next section of the Torah. Why? Because that's where Moshe would pause and reflect on what he wrote. So if it's a reflection of Nesinas HaTorah, the way the Torah was given, then know what? We should read it parsha by parsha, because that's the way the Torah was given. The Shla says that the reasoning is like the Matamosha, and the Halacha is like the Marashal. And this is the view of the Gra in the Maisa Rav, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chasnish, the Stipler as well, that they would do Shnai Mikra parsha by parsha, instead of Pasuk by Pasuk. Each one reflecting whether it is modeling what happened in Shul, or whether it's reflecting modeling the giving of the Torah. Now, if you follow the Marashal and the Shla, let's say you have a funny parsha where there's a pasuk that's broken up into two parshios, right? We had it a couple of weeks ago in Laning. We have it in Parshas Pinchas, where the parsha itself is broken up into multiple psukim. There's a break in the middle of the parsha. So what do? Do you follow the pasuk or do you follow the parsha? So the Elia Rabbah and the Machs HaShekel both explain that you should stop in the middle of the pasuk, and you should go back to the beginning of the parsha. Break in the middle of the verse. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says as well. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing applies to the Aseres HaDibros. Right? We know we read the Aseres HaDibros in either a parsha, a whole section, or it can be broken up into psukim. The Chafetz Chaim writes, later on, by Shavuos, he says that when it comes to the Aseres HaDibros, don't break up the psukim, because we have a rule that you can't have a pasuk of only two words, like lo sirtzach, not murder. And therefore, these short psukim, you shouldn't break up the psukim, you should read them all together, like over there. Okay, that's a different question as well. I'll add a half explanation. Can I read Shnai Mikra by reading a pasuk, the targum, and then the pasuk again? Right? You read the verse, the Aramaic translation, and then read it. Not Shnai Mikra, but rather Mikra, Targum, and then Mikra. Now, doing so actually gives you, I think, an educational advantage, because it allows you to read the Pasuk the second time with the understanding of the Targum. It would enhance your reading. So this is a machlokas that also chaps a practical nafkamina. The Levush writes over here in our halacha that you can do Mikra, and then the Targum, and then you can read the Mikra again on Shabbos by the Baal Koreh. And the Aruch HaShulchan says this is l'chadchila. So I'm actually giving you a big, big leniency, because you can save time. You can just do one pasuk and one targum and one unkelus during the week, and then wait till Shabbos and hear the laning, and it could be yotze over there. Now that makes sense according to the Ra'avan, because the pasuk would be read and then it would immediately be followed by the targum. They didn't read two psukim. If it's a commemoration of what was done in Shul, it actually makes sense to read the pasuk and read the Targum, and then read the Pasuk again. The Shla says that it's wrong. He says it's a mistake to read the Pasuk, and then the Aramaic translation, and then the Pasuk. According to the Matamosha, it should reflect the giving of the Torah. So the Shnai Mikra should be read twice Mikra, and then Targum, because the first Pasuk was read reflecting the giving of the Torah in Lashon HaKodesh in Har Sinai. The second pasuk is then read reflecting the giving of the Torah in the Ohel Moed, in the tent by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the third pasuk has to follow at the end, because the Be'er Heitev, the Torah in its multiple languages, was taught last. And that would be the order that should go. So again, this is the second nafkamina regarding how we're going to apply the reason for the way we do Shnai Mikra via Chatarkam. But Lamaisa, 100% Lechatchil, says Zerach HaShocham, if you want to save time, to rely on the second Mikra at laning on Shabbos. Okay, let's talk now about the beginning times for the beginning time and the ending time, how long a person has when it comes to doing Shnai Mikra. The Gemara says, La'olam yashlim adam parshiosav im hatzibor. What does it mean, im hatzibor? You have to do Shnai Mikra with the tzibor. So the Tur says that from Sunday and on is called im hatzibor. And l'chadchila, you should finish the sedra before eating the daytime suda. We'll explain why in a moment. And if you can't finish the daytime suda, then they start reading the next parsha at Zman Mincha on Shabbos, then you've missed the Zman for the week. If the Zman for Mincha comes at Shabbos, then you miss Shnai Mikra. Let's begin with the first question. When's the earliest time that one can read Parshas Va'era this coming week? So the Rama brings two opinions in the Darkei Moshe. First is that of the Kolbo. The Kolbo writes in Siman Lamed Zayin that you cannot read the next week's Parsha until it is Yom Rishon. We're going to call it Sunday, but what it means is Yom Rishon, when Sunday begins. If that week's Parsha can still be read anytime on Shabbos, you may not start the next week's Parsha. Technically, that week's Parsha can be read until Shkia, until sunset on Shabbos. You can still read laning. Let's say you didn't have a Torah or there was something happened, you had to go back and read. You have all day until Shkia. If that's the case, says the Kolbo, if I can still read Parshas Shmos at this week until before Shkia, then I cannot start preparing Parshas Vayira until Motzei Shabbos. And this is what the Rabbeinu Peretz writes in his comments on the Tashbetz and the Archos Chaim. The Ma'ari Abu Hav suggests that this is also the Shita of the Mechaber as well. Tosos in Brachos says no. Since we read next week's Parsha at Mincha, right, this week on Shabbos, we're going to start reading Parshas Vayira at Mincha. And therefore, that's the starting time for Shnai Mikra for the next week's Parsha. And that's what the Mordechai says, the Rabbaz, the Pri Chadash. And I'll show you over here the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zion. Okay? He says, Kaven b'mincha haba. Since at Mincha you started to read the next week's Parsha, Nechshav Shuv HaKorei Im HaTzibor. That is called Im HaTzibor. V'im kein ma'shakasav ha'machaber b'yom rishon ve'elach lav dach. He doesn't mean Sunday, he means at Mincha. If you look over here in Sif Katan Yud Beis in the Shaar HaTzion, the Tosas HaRosh of the Mordech of HaGos Maimoni Bar HaZaruah, Bevadai L'daitam Yotzei Min HaMincha Ulamala. Certainly time from Mincha and on, V'chein HaBehejeh B'Tosfos, V'in Kasav HaDarkei Moshe, V'das HaKolbo, Shehuva B'Darkei Moshe, Yechidah, the opinion of the Kolbo was a Das Yachid, that you have to wait until Sunday Mamish, V'ayin Pri Megadim. Now, the Ma'ari Abu Hav argues that this is the best time to start. Why is that the best time to start? So it's not a kitrug, it's not a negative prosecution on the Jewish people, on a person who finishes Shnai Mikra, and then he sits back and he relaxes, and he appears to show that he's not interested in learning anymore. I made sure I finished Shnai Mikra before the right time, you know, Friday night, whatever it may be, and now I just sit, Yoshevu Batel, sitting doing nothing over Shabbos. Says the Ma'ariv Hav, no, the second you're able to start learning for the next Parsha, you jump into a mincha and you start going right away. Now, what's the Zman Mincha when you can start doing it? It would make sense, and this is what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes as well, that the Zman Mincha of Mincha Gedola. So once around 1 o'clock comes for Shabbos afternoon, you can jump right into preparing for next week's Parsha. Okay, that's the beginning time of Shnai Mikra. What's the ending time? When should you try to get it in by? So here, the Shulchan Aruch in our halach over here, in Sif Dalet, brings a few opinions. Let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch says. He says, Mitzvah min amochar shiashlim osa, it's a mitzvah to finish it, kodam sheyochal b'shabbos, before you eat on Shabbos, v'imlo hishlim kodam achila, yashlim achar achila, and if you don't finish it before the meal, finish it after the meal, ad mincha until mincha. The yesh omrim, and there are those who say, ad revi b'shabbos, you have until Wednesday, v'ish omrim ad shmini atzeres, you have until Simchas Torah. So maybe you've seen this before. Simchas Torah, you know, morning during Lakaf, you see somebody on the side just, you know, going as fast as they can to try to get in before the end of the year. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Now, again, let's go in order. There are essentially five stages here. The ideal time is to complete Shnai Mikra by the Suda, probably the daytime Suda. If you look here in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Tes, Yashan Osa Kedisa B'Medrash, Shetziva Rebbe Espanav. Rebbe commanded his children, Al Tochlu Lechem B'Shabbos. Don't eat bread on Shabbos, Ad Shetigmaru Es HaParsha, until you finish the Parsha. B'Kamakom Pashut, Ein La'Kev Machmaz Achila Ad Achra Chatzos. Don't wait until after Chatzos. There's a mitzvah, says the Chafetz Chaim, to eat the Shabbos before Chatzos. many people are not careful about this. Really, 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 l'chadchila, it's appropriate to try to get to the Suda Shabbos before Chatzos. Sezeu rak mitzvah ba'alma. U'l'chadchila mehanachon im lo karashay mekriyach atargam be'er Shabbos, lahashkim b'Shabbos, it's better to get up early Shabbos morning, likro shnay mekriyach atargam kodim halichos l'beis haknesos before going to shul, ken isa b'or zarua reish hilchos Shabbos. Okay, now, the Beis Yosef cites the Rosh who says, he quotes this medrash, Al tachlu lechem. And therefore, the Ksos HaShulchan says that the concern was that the Suda would cause them to forget to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you eat some food at Kiddush, it's not the Zman Suda. Meaning, I want to be clear here. If a person goes to a Kiddush, Shabbos day, and they did not yet finish their Shnai Mikra, you can eat at the Kiddush. You did not ruin lechatchila your Shnai Mikra. But when you go home, you should try before the Suda to finish Shnai Mikra if possible, if it's not going to push it past Chatzos. But eating at a Kiddush, because like the Rush says, Rebbe told his children, Al tochlu lechem, right? Everyone sees that over here in the Brusha. Al tochlu lechem b'Shabbos, which just implies the actual Shabbos meal. The second stage of Shnai Mikra is that you should finish it before the Mincha of Shabbos that week, and the Ksos HaShulchan Rechayim Noah says that since Shabbos is still the Zman of the weekly Parsha, you should still try and complete the Parsha before the end of Shabbos, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach says the same thing as well in Halicha Shlomo. The third Zman, if you can't get that, the Kolbo cites Rabbeinu Meir, who says you can learn until Yom Ravi, which is Wednesday, right, because that's considered really a continuation of Motzei Shabbos. The Avudraham, in his Seder of Tfilos regarding Sukkah, says you have until Aseret Yemei Tshuva. That's cited by the Darkei Moshe, but not brought on the Shulchan Aruch. And finally, the Hagos Maimonides and Hilchos Tfila, at the end of the 13th parak on the Rambam, cites Rabbeinu Simcha, who felt that one has until Simchas Torah. So that really is the long and short of it. That is the basics of, we need to know about the basics of Shnai Mikra, when to start, when to end. There's a whole other topic, perhaps we'll save for another time, regarding what is the proper procedure of making up a Mishnah Mikra. Which parsha do you first? Do you keep on pushing it off? Do you do that week's first, then go back to the ones you missed? We'll talk perhaps another time, but this is enough to give us some basics, hopefully be mechazek us on our own, being Mavir Sedra, and to get back onto the, or to stay on the Mishnah Mikra train. Okay.
Yes, you can.